Proclamation number 6398 of 11th of November, 1955. Love bridges the gap. My word alone can reduce the great distance from me, because my word teaches the love you humans lack, and this is the reason for the great distance between you and me. My love for you is unchanging. It will always draw you. Yet only when you reciprocate my love will you take hold of my hand and thereby come closer to me. Only when you kindle love within yourselves will you take the path to me and, of your own accord, reduce the distance between yourselves and me. But love has grown cold amongst you humans. You disregard love. You prevent my ray of love from hitting you, which cannot enter a cold heart. You resist my love, otherwise you would feel impelled to work and love yourselves. And therefore you are also unable to bridge the wide gulf, and you'll fail to grasp what this means. You give yourselves even more firmly into the control from which you should be released. And that is why I constantly send my word to you humans. I admonish you to be active in love. My teaching of love is constantly conveyed to you, for it alone can determine you to become active in love. I gave you my commandments of love for God and neighbor. You have already heard them all during your earthly existence, but you don't attach any value to them. You have not yet become aware of what the fulfillment of my commandments of love means to you. And until the words can fall into your heart, so that they ignite the spark of love there, they are only dead words without meaning and life. That they come alive in you is my purpose through the transmission of my word from above. My teaching of love is indeed proclaimed to people everywhere. There are willing workers for me and my kingdom everywhere, but they lack the right spirit. They mostly only convey my word without it having come alive in them, for then the word has no strength either. But the word which comes from above is different, which can be conveyed to those who are in contact with me through the will to live to please me, who have already kindled the light of love within themselves and are therefore able to hear me myself. These receive strength for life directly from me and can now pass this strength on and again awaken new life by means of this strength from me. My word, which originates from me myself, contains much strength and primarily teaches love. It points people to the only important thing in earthly life, to develop love so that people come closer to me, so that they become free from the power of my adversary. And if all knowledge were made accessible to you humans but love was not preached, you would not be able to awaken to life. You would remain eternally dead, because my strength of love can only flow through you when you open yourselves through activity in love. Love is the highest. Love is the bond which unites us eternally. Love is the bridge through which the vast distance from me is lifted. But love is also the guarantee to hear my voice directly, thus to draw strength from me without limitation. Love is the divine which you once gave away and thereby became imperfect, and thus you also regain your perfection again as soon as you live in love again. As soon as you voluntarily do what my commandments of love demand of you. For love must be practiced freely. I can certainly point out to you through my commandments the consequences of fulfilling or not fulfilling them, yet I cannot and will not force you to fulfill them, because love tolerates no coercion. just as everything divine is something completely free. My word merely has to be directed everywhere so that it can strike the dormant spark of love in the soul and ignite it. Again and again my teaching of love has to be proclaimed, and again a tiny spark will glow and grow into a great flame of love. Again and again there will be people who long for me because the spark of love in them has been ignited by my word, which is full of strength and imparts strength to anyone who accepts it without resistance, who moves it within himself and becomes active according to my teaching of love. This one will work in love and live eternally. Amen.